Last week, 74 Canadians were detained by authorities in Egypt alongside thousands of other activists from around the world before they could begin their scheduled global march to Gaza. CJLO sat down with some of the local Montrealers involved with that march. The Global March to Gaza was a plan for thousands of activists from around the world to march peacefully from Cairo to the border of Gaza and Egypt near Rafah City. It was intended to be a symbolic movement, according to organizers, to demand Israel end its blockade of international aid to the Gaza Strip.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
This is audio obtained by CJLO from activists detained in Egypt. Thousands are seated on the ground and held for hours by Egyptian police in video attached to this audio.
So we are in the checkpoint and they're pulling people to go to the buses. Canadian people, we stick together, please.
Yes.
Activists say they were detained, pushed onto buses, many were handcuffed, and almost all had their passports confiscated. At the time of this report, organizers say 40 Canadians have been able to return to Canada safely, 20 are on their way home, and 14 Canadians are still stuck in Egypt, with little contact between them and friends and family back in Canada. Ricardo Flores is one of the Canadians who has arrived back here in Montreal. He sat down with CJLO to describe some of the chaos that went on.
We just realized how the Egyptian authorities work out to dissolve demonstrations. It was applied to us. It's like people without any kind of identification, with long sticks hitting people sitting down on the grass, just to force them to move. It was very violent situation and without any kind of control from our side.
Tatiana Harker is a member of Vivre Palestine Montreal and one of the coordinators of the March to Gaza. Harker organized the Canadian delegation of the march and has been instrumental in helping the Canadians return home. She was in Montreal when the delegation was detained. Harker says that she received little to no assistance from the Canadian embassy in Cairo.
It's been 3 days we had contacting them, you know, so it's very disappointing. We contact them, we call them, everything. They never show up for 3 days. They never show up. And then on the weekend, they say like, oh, it's the weekend, we're closed. Yeah, but on Friday, you never show up either. On Wednesday, you never show up either. On Thursday, either.
The embassy of Canada to Egypt in Cairo would not respond to CJLO for comment. Global Affairs Canada provided references to their travel advisory, which warns Canadians to avoid all travel to the northern Sinai area of Egypt, where the detainment took place. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.